As skyscrapers go up in Boston at a record pace, they're attracting more than the normal flock of developers, captains of industry, and those seeking luxury views. Also, another high-flying elite. A record number of peregrine falcons has landed on ledgetops in greater Boston where once they were almost extinct. WBUR's David Bowery reports.
Cross the trolley tracks on Commonwealth Avenue at Boston University. Then take the elevator to the top of one of the new towers BU has built for student housing.
19th floor.
The view from floor to ceiling is spectacular.
Oh, look at that.
There he is.
Oh, there he is.
We're in the special events room, and the big game is peregrine falcons. A prince of raptors glides on the wind. Its wings 3 feet wide and pointed, its tail long, tapered, its head hooded black with thick sideburns, its back the color of blue slate, its belly and legs striped white and brown. High above the Mass Turnpike, Storrow Drive, the sweep of the Charles, and matriculating students below, three fledglings learn to fly from the parents who made it on a BU rooftop. They soar, they circle. They play touch and go and ride the thermals upward and out of sight. But when a falcon gets older and play hunting turns real,
it folds its wings from way up and comes down like a bullet.
There's no faster bird on the planet than a peregrine, says Dr. Tom French of the Massachusetts Division of Fisheries and Wildlife.
It can go as fast as the air will allow it.
Peregrines have been clocked at 242 miles an hour. As a reporter, I started following French up to building ledges 20 years ago. Each year he's had more chicks to band, especially in cities. Far from cliffs that were their natural nest sites, peregrines are now a predominantly urban species.
The cities seem to be where they pack in, because in nature, there's not that many cliffs. The nesting sites are a real limiting factor.
But there are plenty of artificial cliffs in the city. Made of steel and glass, concrete and granite. And there are tall bridges, too.
All they need is a high spot, and then they need food, and their food is flying birds. And there's everywhere this flying birds. So it's got everything they need.
When they spy prey flying into the canyons below, peregrines hurl themselves off the heights, the embodiment of speed and power. Their talons kill on impact. Their larger prey often tumbling in an explosion of feathers before the falcon hooks it again in midair and brings it home to the nest. Outside the Boston Medical Center, French is standing beneath a corner of the building streaked white with peregrine droppings. Feathers of a recent kill drift down from a falcon nest like snowfall. Suddenly, a pigeon unwittingly flies through the neighborhood close to the nest.
No, it's a pigeon right there.
Whoa, look at it.
Up.
Flushed it. It's going after the pigeon. The falcon opens its wings and wheels. It closes in on the pigeon, which flaps its wings like there's no tomorrow. But there is. It escapes by dropping to street level where high-flying peregrines don't go.
That's the luckiest pigeon in the city today.
What chicken was to former Red Sox batting champion Wade Boggs, pigeons are to peregrines. It's what gets them through the game, and it's what's brought them to the city. So too starlings and blue jays. I find pigeon skulls and feathers atop the BU tower. 60 years ago, Tom French says, the peregrine falcon was functionally extinct this side of the Mississippi.
And, you know, that was all because of DDT.
It made the eggshells too thin. They didn't hatch. There wasn't a nest for the next 30 years. Until DDT was banned and biologists began introducing captive-bred birds. In 1988, the first simple nest box went atop the Customs House in Boston. A pair of falcons has nested there ever since. Then a pair started nesting at the Christian Science Church. Tom French and his crew began putting up wooden boxes lined with gravel, and peregrines began taking over wherever the boxes went.
We have a pair in Watertown. We have a pair in Quincy. Actually, we have Roxbury, Deer Island, Saugus.
Add UMass Amherst, UMass Lowell, Harvard Sanders Theater, BU, and downtown Worcester. Across the state, French estimates there are now 35 pairs. That's 70 adults, more than there have ever been.
Even though they're increasing and they're doing well, along with the bald eagles, where it's about 60 pair, by comparison to the other raptors, it's tiny. But, you know, they never were abundant. And it's the way it's supposed to be for these species.
Back on the rooftop at BU, above rail tracks, highways, and concrete, I turn a corner. A peregrine is perched maybe 40 feet away, and I imagine what it's like to be a pigeon. The peregrine's eyes are big and deep black. They're telescopes. It's wild, and this feels like wilderness. But it's the city. The peregrine belongs here, and there's a thrill to looking up at the sky. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm David Boeri.